Voyeur by Cecilia Rossdale. Narrated by Christina May. My name is Nadine. I am 19 years old and I work the night shift at a hotel. This is my paradise because it's quiet and luxurious. I like observing the people who come here. Most of them are wearing expensive clothes and are very well groomed. They're either going somewhere or have just returned from meetings, business, or a vacation. There are always fresh-cut flowers and clean towels. The mirrors are always polished and shining. I am the receptionist, but I do room service as well. When it's quiet, I sit here writing down my fantasies. I have to pass the time some way or another, and I've always dreamt of being an author. My ultimate dream is to have a private secretary like the one Barbara Cartland had. I'll rent my own room here at the hotel and lounge about in silk pajamas drinking champagne while dictating to the secretary what to write. I've already been in contact with an editor. He looks like Mel Gibson, only younger, and with brown eyes. He likes my erotic fantasies, and it excites me that he wants to read them, even if there are lots of pages to go before it's enough for a book. My favorite artist is Sophie Keller. She used to work at a hotel, where she did housekeeping and took pictures of people's belongings as part of her art project. My project is my stories. It's an old hotel with Chesterfield leather furniture and green lamps. The bar in the basement is dimly lit and looks like something out of an old British movie. When I walk around with the feather duster to do a bit of light cleaning, I imagine that this is my home, my castle, and that the editor is my master, giving me orders on what to write. This hotel has something unique, which no other hotel has, as far as I know, and which is exclusively for the very wealthiest of the patrons. It's called Playroom. It's a place where you can pay to be the voyeur of a couple having sex. The guests at the hotel can also have sex with one another there. The exciting and unique aspect is that there is a pair of eyes on the opposite wall as well, which look through a hatch that closes as soon as the sex is over. That's why the hotel is named The Voyeur. Without having to spend the night, you can watch your wildest fantasies being played out. The business card contains these words. You've heard about us. You're looking for us. At The Voyeur, you can live out whatever you want, whenever you want. Your deepest fantasies come true right before your eyes. Do you want to try? Call us at 666-999-000. I have yet to be a voyeur, but it's certainly not because I don't want to be. I've managed to gather a lot of inspiration.